Your organization represents a whole variety of businesses. What is the landscape of different things you're hearing from small businesses across Michigan right now?
Well, it's across the board. Of course, everybody is extraordinarily worried and concerned, but the impacts are different depending on what type of business. As we saw, the governor's executive order closing down a lot of types of businesses. That of course, those types of businesses are really profoundly impacted. They literally have to close down. And while it was kind of overall billed as bars and restaurants, it's really much wider than that. So for small business owners, they're usually not in a situation where they have big cash reserves on hand and they can just close down for a while and get started back up. And unfortunately, particularly with bars and restaurants, once they close, a lot of them are never going to be able to open back up.
We know that this is big trouble for the service industry and a number of different kinds of retailers, but what other kinds of small businesses might be affected that might not be as obvious walking around in commercial strips?
It is really across the board. So most businesses serve other small businesses, and so it creates kind of a ripple impact. So naturally, we have a concern for supply chain interruptions and small manufacturers that are part of very large supply chains, global supply chains. That's kind of one category. But then in that case, it might be more of a cash flow problem as opposed to a catastrophic business event. But it's like, take for example, a CPA who's preparing taxes for a small business, or otherwise doing financials, and we have a widespread closure of businesses, that's going to affect the business services industry as well. I would imagine that there's a lot less marketing and communications that businesses aren't out there promoting products right now because of the nature. Even if they weren't shut down, it's just not the right environment for it. And so, right, you can imagine just right across the board, a lot of businesses that aren't affected by the closure orders are still profoundly affected by the overall situation. And so we know that it's that the overall economic impact is going to be bad. Maybe like what we haven't seen for a very long time, including the Great Recession that
right.
happened the later part of the first decade of the century. I mean, that's the level we're talking about is probably worse than that. And that's so we're really gearing more toward, of course, information and compliance, but also survival. How do we now think about the overall survival of the economic infrastructure of how people make a living and get jobs in this state? Because when we come out of the other end, it's not like everything's just going to open right back up. The resources will be very depleted at that point.
So as you communicate the governor's orders to your membership, of course, there's the closure of restaurants and bars, but also the banning of, you know, many kinds of gatherings. Are there certain types of questions that are lingering for you about how these will be carried out?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of gray areas in where businesses operate, and they don't fit into these neat categories. So just take, for example, if apparently it's okay still to do haircuts and hairstyling to the extent people are still going out for that. Obviously, that business will be depressed, but it's not okay for a lot of spa services. Well, some companies do both. You know, there are other cases where you know, bars and restaurants can still do carry out and pick up, depending on what license you have. What about alcohol? Some people have a license to serve alcohol carry out. Other people don't. And even if the ones I think most probably turning out, most of them do, but it's only for beer and wine. But a lot of these organizations, it's the margin. How would they survive on are mixed drinks? And so
yeah, or I'm guessing something like a brew pub that has a full service dining room. You know, that a significant portion of the money they make comes from sales of alcohol.
It does. Now, thankfully, the license, most of them would probably have a license that would allow them still to serve beer as long as it's in a container that is unopened. But you can imagine how, like, there's a lot of catches. Like, they can technically still operate under some conditions, under some modified practices or limited services. So you can't do everything you did before. You can do some things, and some are just completely shut down. So that's where we're trying to really sift through, especially those that have that make public accommodation. I mean, there's kind of broad language about, take for example, golf clubs was included in the closure order. But it took some time to get to the answer. Okay, so the clubhouse has to close, and mm-hmm. if they're serving restaurant, food and beverage there, what about carts that are out on the golf course, and what about the golf courses themselves? It turns out the golf course, of course, can still be open, but those are the sorts of things, and who's going to be out? But that's just, even though they can technically be open, who's going to be out playing golf? And so that's why this impact really, as we really start to follow it through to the end, we can see that the closures are one part of it, but the economic impact is so broad that we're going to have to think on a different scale than what we have before.
What kind of event horizon is the association suggesting that people prepare for? This, no one knows, but this is starting to feel like a bit more than a 3-week proposition.
It is. It's in fact, the president suggested it might be much longer than that yesterday. So I think we do have to think, start thinking long term. And I actually do have some ideas that I'm investigating right now that I think are innovative and can at least give us a chance at survival. So I'm not ready to unveil that. Maybe if you're interested, we can, once I vet through them, I can call you first. But there's there's a few immediate things that need to happen, and those immediate things are like we have some like sales tax remittances due on Friday, and quarterly tax payments that are due soon. Like just the idea of waiver of penalty and interest for late payments. Like let's just say anybody who fails to pay their taxes in the next few weeks, we're not going to do tax liens on them. We're not going to do levies on their property and that sort of thing. We're going to extend that out for a couple months and just give a little bit of breathing time. That'll cause some cash flow problems with government, but as a practical matter, those sorts of things, we need to think about short-term triage and what's realistic and possible. And then the other thing is we need for government not to just assume that businesses can be the social safety net. That a lot of these businesses they're literally at a point where they have to shut down. They can't be the social safety net for society. That's a responsibility that government is going to have to pick up. And that's why I was very pleased to see that at least for those businesses that are forced to close down, that and their employees will make unemployment claims, that won't be counted against those businesses and their unemployment rates should they be able to reopen later on.
Brian, I know that you've expressed concerns about many different kinds of businesses, but are there businesses or workers you think are most vulnerable right now?
Well, the ones that are most vulnerable are the ones that are literally forced to close down. So those are the ones where cash flow goes to zero or close to zero. Those are the ones where the employees are facing immediate layoffs, and the businesses it's just for many of them it will be a catastrophic event. There's not a way to convert the business into a different form so that it can keep on operating. So I would say those are the biggest immediate concern. However, all of the rest of them, including really big companies, so the entire economy, every day that this goes on, so if we're talking about 3 weeks now, if it goes beyond 3 weeks and if it's 2 months, then we're talking about a whole different level. So hopefully we aren't faced with that, but if we are, I think that a lot of the economic components that are considered to be strong and maybe the strongest, well, they'll definitely be tested.
Brian Calley is president of the Small Business Association of Michigan. Brian, thanks so much for taking some time with us.
Thanks so much for your attention to this and everything you're doing.